Let's talk about sleeping sickness. Around 65 million people living in sub-Saharan Africa are at risk of it. It's a deadly disease spread by tick-tick flies with early stage symptoms including fever, aching muscles, headaches and aggression. There is treatment, but it's complicated and costly. Now, a new drug has been created to totally eradicate it, and the even better bit, it will be free for people. I've been talking to the Drugs for Neglected Disease Initiative, Natalie Stubb-Wargaft, about vaccinidazole, which costs millions to make.
Vaccinidazole is a new compound that's going to be effective on the treatment of sleeping sickness. And it is very new because it's the first time that these patients will be treated with an oral treatment only.
And it took a long time to get to this stage.
Well, it took some time. It wasn't long if you compare maybe with other diseases. The clinical development lasted for 7 years, which is not so long, considering that we had to follow up patients in our clinical trials for 18 months.
And in terms of the sleeping sickness, is this drug about treating the advanced stage of it?
Yes, this drug will treat both stages of the disease. So the first and the second stage where patients become very severely ill and when they get the parasite into the brain, which is why it gives the name, in fact, to the disease of sleeping sickness, because the patients will ultimately fall into coma and die. And before that, they will have changes in sleep patterns. They will be sleeping during the day, awake during the night, and yes, ultimately die.
And we're talking about curing, as you said, all stages within 10 days.
Exactly. It's one treatment for all stages for 10 days, once a day.
In terms of the cost of this, so a lot of money has been spent developing the drug, $62 million US dollars, and it's got huge backing, obviously, from many European countries. What about the people that are affected by it? We're talking about 65 million people in sub-Saharan Africa. Will they have to pay for it?
No, they will not have to pay for it because the product is for free. It is given by national programs and it's donated by the industrial partners to the WHO and then sent to the countries by the WHO.
And that's the way it will always be?
That's the way it will always be.
When will that drug be released to people?
It will be released in 2019. And the speed of release will depend on countries, but the Democratic Republic of Congo should be one of the first countries.
Why is that the first country?
Because it's going to be following the positive opinion we had in Europe. It's the first country that will register the drug.
And this is a drug that you can take at home. You don't have to go to the hospital. How does it work?
So it's very different from the previous drug, which was very effective. But in fact, the treatment consisted in two drugs, one that should be given through twice a day slow infusions in the arm for 7 days and three times a day an oral pill at the same time. So quite complicated. And yes, patients had to go to hospital to get this treatment. Now, if they are feeling well and they don't need to be hospitalized because they are too sick, they can treat it at home for 10 days with food and then it's done.
This is really revolutionary then, isn't it? You know, how do you feel about the fact that this drug has been developed and will now save countless lives?
We're very happy and I think, you know, we've heard the pride and the joy of our colleagues in the DRC, you know, who have been working hard and are waiting for this drug. Yes, it's fantastic. It's a great collaborative effort and we're very excited by this news.
That's the Director of Drugs for Neglected Disease Initiative, Natalie Stubb-Wargaft, speaking to us about this new drug that will cure sleeping sickness.